Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Trump administration today made it official. It wants to freeze an Obama-era program that was intended and designed to improve fuel efficiency and cut pollution from the tailpipes of our vehicles. Here to talk about what could be one of the biggest regulatory rollbacks of the Trump administration is Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And all right, let's break this down, Paul, and start with the fuel economy standards, the one most people know as CAFE standards. And just to get everyone on the same page, exactly what are they?
Well, right now, the standards would call for the auto industry to reach 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. It's a step-by-step approach, each year increasing by a few miles a gallon. 54.5 isn't 54.5 when you take into account all the adjustments and credits automakers get. They'd actually have to get somewhere in the low to mid 40 mile per gallon range, which is still a substantial increase from what we have today. Now, in real-world standards, what the administration is calling for under the revisions would be something much, much lower. We're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 37 miles a gallon. Still an increase, but substantially less, anywhere from 5 to 7, maybe 8 miles per gallon less.
And I remember when these standards were set, was it late 2016 in the waning days
2012.
2012.
When the standards were set. It was
okay.
The second time they increased CAFE under the administration. And it was a joint agreement between environmentalists, state and federal regulators, and the auto industry. In fact, the auto industry originally said that they wouldn't challenge the rules, though when they had a so-called midterm review mandated by the law in 2016, they did, in fact, come out against it, particularly some local manufacturers, GM and Ford. Then Ford CEO Mark Fields told the new president, Donald Trump, in fact, that he thought CAFE would steal a million jobs, a position that Ford, by the way, has backed sharply away from as of today.
What does the Trump proposal do to the authority of California and other states to set their own tailpipe emission standards?
Here's the interesting rub in the rules. California, under the Clean Air Act, has had the ability to set its own standards for things like oxides of nitrogen, carbon monoxide, to deal specifically with their unusually serious smog problem. They were given the right to also address CO2, which is linked to global warming, under a revision to the Clean Air Act some years ago. Under this proposal, not only would the Trump administration roll back fuel economy numbers, but they'd take that waiver away from California. And I should note, 10 other states plus the District of Columbia that have adopted that rule. Why take it away? Well, here's the rub. If California decides to say, whoops, you know what, guys, we're going to stick with the CO2 rule, and CO2 equals fuel economy, basically, they could force the auto industry to continue on the path that was set by Obama. Basically, since they're responsible for about a third of the cars sold in the U.S. each year, if California doesn't roll back its CO2 standards, the Obama targets would stay in effect.
So what are we hearing from automakers today about rolling back the mileage standards and getting rid of the California emissions targets?
Well, what we've heard from the automakers recently is interesting. Industry groups have largely come out waving a victory sign. They're very happy to see things roll back, and particularly to see the California waiver eliminated. However, some of the automakers are taking individually a different tune. A year ago, former Ford CEO Mark Fields spoke to Donald Trump in the White House and said, oh, you got to cut CAFE or we'll lose a million jobs. Well, recently, his replacement, Bill Hackett, and Ford chairman Bill Ford have said, nope, we are happy to stay on track. Get rid of the California waiver. Get rid of a two-car standard, but yeah, we can stay. We can meet the standard. And several other automakers have told me the same thing, including Nissan and Honda. Would they mind it if it was rolled back? No, probably not. But they wouldn't mind if it stayed in effect. Some of them thinking that they may actually have an advantage because they have the technology coming that could meet the rules.
Now, what are we hearing today from consumer and environmental groups, Paul?
Ooh, when you cut through, pardon me, the smoke coming from those folks as they fume over the rollback, they're pretty upset. They point out that the manufacturers over the years have routinely complained about higher mileage standards, routinely insisted that the costs would drive consumers out of the market, and that hasn't happened. Indeed, I've spent some time in the last few days with a couple of different manufacturers who say, you know, we didn't think we'd be able to do what we've done. Mm-hmm. I just got back from driving the Ford Bullitt, the Mustang Bullitt, you know, at 500-something horsepower. I drove just a few days ago the Aston Martin DBS Superleggera, 715 horsepower. We weren't supposed to be able to drive full-size pickups, at least not the numbers that we see. And so they say, CAFE has worked. Cars can be bigger, they can be more powerful, they can also be cleaner and more efficient. I'm all but certain the final word will have to come from the courts. I don't think that whatever the administration finally rules will be the last word.
Interesting. So who's been pushing for this, or is this what we've been seeing from the Trump administration, this pattern of we want to unwind and strip out anything with Obama-era fingerprints on it?
It sure seems that way, doesn't it? But in reality, I think the auto industry wouldn't mind seeing this go away. The folks over at Fiat Chrysler are more dependent on large trucks and SUVs. Essentially, they have almost no passenger cars in their lineup. So the push to get higher mileage would be a little tougher for them than, say, some of the Korean or Japanese manufacturers that have a better fleet balance. They have more small cars that they can continue to push. So I think even within the industry, it's a mixed bag. Some really are happy to see this go away, some not.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau.com. Paul, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.